steps to change the state's discount rate from 8.25% down to 7.5%. And when she did that, we suddenly saw the liability go from 4.8 or so up to 6 point whatever billion. And I still claim that it's still more to go, because I have some problems with the way the actuary actually did some computations. One of the problems that I have is you as residents of your towns have to pay once a year into the teacher pension fund some amount of money that the state actuary says, okay, you live in North Kingston, here's the North Kingston bill of the teacher pension plan. Every year that's going to go up. Well, as it turned out, the state actuary is doing it on a running average of salary and overlooking something called the spiked wage. Now, every time you hear about people getting these enormous pensions, there's sometimes some administrator or a teacher who's suddenly seeing a pension of $125,000 a year or so. You say, wait, how did the teacher get that? In most cases, it's because teachers are allowed to do end-of-career work, extra work. It's all added into their final salary. So to give you an example, let's imagine the average teacher right now is earning $84,000 a year. And they decide in the final 3 years that they're going to take on every assignment that they possibly can, and they spike their wages a little bit higher. Well, what is that